Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
There is a program on television called Game of Thrones. It is quite the range.
Little TV show.
Everybody loves it.
Little show.
Peter Dinklage from Elf is in that.
I am obsessed with this
show. I've been trying to get this guy on the show for a long time. I told you this.
Yes.
You know, schedules didn't work out. We're still hoping that we will get him on the show. You will be in your glory.
I might freak out a little.
I'll be asking him questions about Elf. You'll be asking him every single question
crying.
About Game of Thrones. Crying.
I'll be so excited.
Say hello to my co-host, Cara DeFalco. She's sobbing in the corner because she's so happy you're here. All right, so it's Game of Thrones. When is it on? What's going on
okay,
here?
Okay, so the season ended and we were told that we were going to have to wait a full year for season 7.
Oh, that's wrong.
So this is a big deal. So Huffington Post is saying that there has been a massive leak of season 7 secrets.
Oh my goodness.
Which is an issue.
This is bad. We thought Hillary's emails were bad. This is awful.
This is much worse.
This is terrible.
This
All
is
right.
much worse.
So now it says here the network has gone to great lengths to keep Game of Thrones under wraps since the season 5 leak had multiple unaired episodes hit the internet. HBO trying to take a more extensive security measure this time, including refraining from sending out screeners to the media, which is always a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
They end up in the wrong hands. The entire season 7 plot has supposedly landed on the internet. That's not good.
No.
Now, as a person who loves this show, are you going to go home tonight and try to find out the secrets?
And seek it out? No.
You don't want to know?
Because I want to see
You want to watch it happen.
The show.
You want to watch all the beheadings and everything else?
The show is good, though. Because the show is good. It's well done. It's well shot.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like those fantasy shows. I don't like Lord of the Rings. And I'm like, no. It's not like that.
No.
It's like your favorite soap opera on crack.
It's General Hospital on crack.
Really. It's a really good show.
There's what we need to do. We need to get a hold of the people over at Time Warner HBO right now and say that we have a celebrity endorsement. We have, like, you know, it's a review.
Yeah.
It's General Hospital on crack. Cara DeFalco, America Weekend with Ed Kalenge.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, this is terrific.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they would take that.
All right. So it says here 3 weeks ago, it seemed ridiculous when Redditor, Away for the Lads, whoever that is, posted spoilers for season 7. Then evidence started coming out the leaks could be real. The account for Away for the Lads was mysteriously deleted. A recent spoiler reported by Watchers on the Wall seems to confirm a specific plot detail that Jon Snow would bring a white to Westeros as proof that the White Walkers are coming. What the hell does that mean?
The abridged version is the White Walkers are are zombies, essentially.
Yes.
They are the undead.
Wait a minute, zombies on this show, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What the hell? Zombies are all over TV right
They're
now.
They're all over TV
right now. I am so freaking confused right now.
These ones
right
are spectacular,
now.
Though. They're great. They're frozen. They all got really blue eyes.
So they're hot zombies.
They're
blue
eyes. No. They're not attractive.
Because you're like, oh, they got these blue eyes.
No, but they're neat. I mean, they're frightening, but they're neat. That's been like an ongoing subplot of the show is that they're coming. So we're at
their way.
They're on their way, and nobody's listening. So this might be the breaking point where they were like, they're here. I got one in my hand.
Mm-hmm. If true, the leak completely spoils the major plot points of season 7. Dany and Jon Snow, Dany or Dany? What am I talking
Dany.
About? Dany. Dany, thank you. End up together.
Which makes no sense because they're related.
Really? That's disgusting. That's HBO trash.
Well, there's a lot of that in the show, too. So I guess it's not. But that's another theory. Nobody knows that for sure, but that's a big fan theory.
The wall is coming. Is that the wall that Trump was promising to build? It's already up and
similar.
Down?
Yes.
Really?
It's actually very similar. Ah. Yeah, it's a 700-foot wall of snow.
Wow, making Game of Thrones great again. Arya is killing Littlefinger.
My goodness.
Jon is recognized as a Targaryen, and the White Walkers are going to take control of one of Dany's dragons, just to name a few. I just realized here.
False.
I asked you about 2.5 minutes ago if you were going to try to seek this out on the internet. I'm giving it to you now, here and now.
It's okay, though, because we don't know this to be true.
This is, you know what? This could be somebody. This could even be HBO just trying to throw
everybody off
the scent.
And I think, to be honest with you, I mean, I don't know if they've got the whole season shot yet.
Yeah.
But they have time to make a change if they feel it necessary.
When the season 5 leaks came out, the network made a big hullabaloo about tracking down those responsible. But for season 7, it's been mostly quiet, which means maybe they like this idea. It's creating interest in the show.
Yeah, and that's why I think, and even when you said maybe it's HBO, you know, kind of themselves, because there's such a long period of time between season 6 and season 7, it might be that they were a little concerned that it might drop out of pop culture.
Right.
And that be, the, you know, from the phenomenon that it is. So maybe they are doing this themselves, and they're going to throw out a bunch of crazy fan theories that they've heard about, toss it out there, get everybody talking about it again. Maybe people go back and review something, see if they can find a clue somewhere.
Because people will feed into anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you a Sopranos person?
I was towards the end. When Sopranos first came out, I was a little young and not allowed to watch it. And then for a couple of years, so I didn't watch until like the last few seasons.
Do you remember before the season would start, they would actually put up some cast photo and the way they would be posed and the way they would be in the setting? It would have people trying to figure out what's going to happen that year. Right. Oh, this one's sitting in black light. That means they're getting whacked this year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And so they used to do it that way as well. And when you have these long breaks between seasons, people lose interest. When Curb Your Enthusiasm was on, at one point they went 3 years and now they've gone 9 years between seasons. Now they're coming back. People lose interest in the show and it just becomes this little kitschy show that only a handful of people watch.
Yeah, so I could see them. I could see them doing this. And especially for the, well, because we're far beyond the books that the show was originally based on. So at this point, these writers have to come up with original storylines.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
It's probably taking them a bit longer, maybe, than to even come up with, well, what's going to happen now? Because the guy who's writing these books can't think of anything, and neither can we.
Yeah, because they did that with The Walking Dead. It's just kind of been stolen from a comic or a gothic
novel. They've got a long time to go. They're only near, like, episode 100 of the comics.
Oh, so they have a long way to go.
And apparently there's several hundred.
Really?
That's my understanding. I'm not a big Walking Dead person.
So we'll be sitting here. I'll be in my 80s. You'll be in your 60s. And we'll still be talking about Walking Dead. Wow.
It's possible.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's if they let us keep talking.
Yeah, they will. Actor Alexander Siddig, who played Prince
Doran.
You know who that is?
Yes.
He's a good-looking guy?
Yeah. Most of the men on that show were pretty good-looking.
No ugly guys in this show.
I mean, there's a handful, but for the most part.
No, like, you know, really fat, balding guys. Nah, they wouldn't
cut. There are a few, but...
He's already suggested that HBO was responsible for the season 5 episode leaks. He thinks it was an inside job to build hype. But we just said that, Alexander, you're freaking late to the table here. And Watchers on the Wall, the site which reported the supposed white scene that confirmed the recent leaks, even speculated HBO was trolling us after pictures showing Jon Snow on the beach with dragons hit the internet. Well, then it makes sense because they need to be able to keep these things going, you know? Because there's no advertisers behind these shows. You got to try to keep people interested or they won't subscribe to HBO anymore.
Right.
Which brings a whole different element into this, because if people aren't paying the extra to watch the show, people aren't going to watch the show. But you can watch the show in so many different ways now. You can watch this on your phone.
Yes.
With this HBO Go thing.
Yeah, that's actually how we do it. We'll
Wow.
We started doing the direct subscription to HBO, not through the cable company. That's going to change how people consume TV in general.
I think so, too. I think cable companies should be pretty scared right now.
Very worried.
Because why do I want Channel 168 if I'm never going to watch Channel 168, whatever the hell is on there?
When I can just pay the $10 a month direct to HBO and get all their content.
Well, you've told me that you and your husband, you're watching Netflix all the time anyway.
We do not watch TV.
Wow.
We do subscription services between Netflix and HBO Go.
And you have an Apple TV.
Pretty much covers that. And we have an Apple TV. So you watch it, you do it onto the iPad, and then you Apple TV it onto the big TV.
And when this show goes video, and we've already talked about that, I would imagine that it will be in your house all the time, nonstop, 24/7.
Yeah, we're just going to leave the TV
Ed
on.
And Kara, and that's it.
It'll be good for the dog, because then she can see her mama.
I like that idea. Just keep it on a loop, you know? Keep the dog happy. This is a really good idea. Wow, that's terrific. So Game of Thrones, you watch Walking Dead because your husband watches Walking Dead. So what other TV shows? You're just Netflix and everything. You're a House of Cards person, right?
House of Cards, excellent show.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black.
Is that good?
Yeah, we enjoyed that.
I've had a couple people on from the show, never watched it. A
couple of the seasons were a little dull.
Yeah.
But overall, the show is very good. And it's a, you know, one of those dark comedies, so it's kind of speaking to the state of prisons in America, but in a comedic way.
Right.
So it's good. It's very interesting.
But there are so many shows out there right now. I mean, of all different genres, or whatever you're into. Like, I was into Veep because I'm into, like, the political humor and stuff. I love the idea that Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back because I just think Larry David's very funny.
Yes, he is.
So there's something for everyone out there.
There really is.
And you don't need a television anymore.
You don't need the TV, but you can watch it on your phone. Yeah, but that's...
I know. See, isn't that the rub? You put these giant 79-inch screens in your house, but you see these millennial types, and yes, you are a millennial. And
no.
No,
I don't count.
Or you're just out of the...
In my own opinion, I'm just out of it. I just missed it. I'm Generation Y.
Really?
Yeah.
And we just passed International Cara DeFalco Day.
we did, a happy one, by the way. Yes, thank you.
But now, it's true, because you're out of that
just out of it.
Element.
And my justification for that is that I remember a time when we did not have a home computer at all, let alone the internet. And I remember
the olden days.
I remember my father having one of the original car phones that was like a phone that's sitting on the desk right here.
Yeah.
Bolted
wired
to his dashboard.
Yes.
Dashboard.
And that was such the big thing.
And it was so cool. We thought it was the best thing ever.
And it was really expensive to get too.
Yes.
And yeah, it was a big deal going to the appliance store to have it installed in the car.
Yeah. So to me, I feel like if you can recall those things, if you remember getting the first computer into your house and dialing up AOL and it was for 10 minutes, you're probably not a millennial.
I feel so old right now.
Someone sent you outside to go play for the day for a better part of your childhood.
My wife and I, we come from a time before penicillin, you know, when TV was this black and white thing. It was awful. How did we live? How did we survive? Wow. Amazing. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.